time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Cable TV ran Donald Trump's Phoenix campaign rally live Tuesday night, all 72 rambling minutes of it. After declaring that all Americans are on the same team, Trump launched into an attack on the media and lied about what he said in response to Charlottesville.
So the, and I mean truly dishonest people, in the media and the fake media, they make up stories. They have no sources in many cases. They say a source says there is no such thing, but they don't report the facts. Just like they don't want to report that I spoke out forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence, and strongly condemned the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and the KKK. I openly called for unity, healing, and love, and they know it because they were all there. So what I did is I thought, I'd take just a second, I'm really doing this to show you how damn dishonest these people are. So here is my first statement. Here's what I said on Saturday. We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is me speaking. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. That's me speaking on Saturday, right after the event.
But there was something missing. Here's what he actually said on Saturday.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
On many sides. On many sides. Somehow those words never made it into Trump's diatribe at the Phoenix rally when he claimed to read exactly what he had said last week. Despite persistent rumors that the president would pardon former Sheriff Joe Arpaio, that didn't happen, though he hinted it was coming.
By the way, I'm just curious. Do the people in this room like Sheriff Joe? Yeah. So, was Sheriff Joe convicted for doing his job? That's what. He should have had a jury, but you know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay? But, I won't do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay? All right? But Sheriff Joe can feel good.
He did bring up a subject that was wildly popular with the Phoenix crowd, the wall, and threatened to shut down the government if the, quote, obstructionist Democrats refused to fund it.
And we are building a wall on the southern border, which is absolutely necessary. Build that wall. Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall.
Interestingly, there was no chant about Mexico paying for the wall this time. Trump lashed out at Arizona's two senators, Jeff Flake and John McCain, but didn't mention them by name because he was being presidential.
But you know, they all said, Mr. President, your speech was so good last night. Please, please, Mr. President, don't mention any names. So I won't. I won't. No, I won't vote. One vote away, I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential.
Although he claimed there weren't many people outside of the convention center, thousands of protesters lined the streets. As the rally ended, police used tear gas to clear them out. There were three arrests. Although Hillary Clinton wasn't mentioned during the rally, she does have a book coming out. MSNBC aired a brief excerpt of the audiobook in which Clinton talks about a strange moment during the second presidential debate.
This is not okay, I thought. It was the second presidential debate, and Donald Trump was looming behind me. 2 days before, the world heard him brag about groping women. Now we were on a small stage, and no matter where I walked, he followed me closely, staring at me, making faces. It was incredibly uncomfortable. He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled. It was one of those moments where you wish you could hit pause and ask everyone watching, well, what would you do? Do you stay calm, keep smiling, and carry on as if he weren't repeatedly invading your space? Or do you turn, look him in the eye, and say loudly and clearly, "Back up, you creep. Get away from me. I know you love to intimidate women, but you can't intimidate me, so back up." I chose option A. I kept my cool, aided by a lifetime of dealing with difficult men trying to throw me off.
The New York Times on Tuesday broke a big story reporting that the relationship between the president and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has disintegrated to the point that they haven't spoken to each other in weeks. And McConnell has privately expressed uncertainty that Trump will be able to salvage his administration. Trump is particularly angry about the failure of the Obamacare repeal and what he believes is McConnell's refusal to protect him from the Russia investigations.
I got good news.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Check out The Nicole Sandler Show Tuesdays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network.